try to get through this as fast as I can and leave some time for Q&A. So what's been going on with KiCad in the last year? Lots were going on, but one thing that didn't go on was we didn't get 9.0 released on Friday. We ran into a few showstoppers. I think we're going to do an RC3 in the next, probably I'd say Tuesday or Wednesday time frame. And then if there's no showstoppers, it'll be about a week from there when we release 9. So be patient. Should be another like 7 to 10 days and 9.0 will be out. So we started our donation campaign late this year. I think this number's a little behind, but we have a goal of about 128K. We're probably right around 35 right now. So we'd like to see that increase a little bit over the next couple of months. We received another NLNet grant of 50,000 euros last year, which was really helpful. We got to pay a bunch of developers to work on stuff, and that really helped. We just applied for another donation again this year for more money. So we might actually be able to even do some increased development for next year. We had our second annual KiCon Europe conference in Bochum, Germany on September 19th and 20th of last year. If you didn't make that and you're here in Europe, highly recommended. It turned out that it was the first time it was in Bochum. The previous year it was in A Coruña. It turned out to be a fantastic conference. So if you're here in Europe, you get a chance, try to make it out for 2025. We had our second KiCon conference in Shenzhen in China on November 15th and 16th. Also, different than the German conference, but really neat because they schedule it the same weekend as Shenzhen Maker Faire. If you have a chance to get to that one, if you're ever in Shenzhen, China for work or anything, excellent, really good conference. We had the library team added a bunch of new members this year, so the library team is really looking in good shape. So good for them. We've got a lot of new contributors to the small contributors for the source code branch. Maybe some of those will turn into lead developers. Who knows? It's a little early for that yet. Finally, KiCon USA is going to return this year in May, 27th through the 30th.
Yes.
We'll be in San Diego, California at the University of California, San Diego. So if you're in the States and you want to come to a KiCon in the U.S., put that on your calendar. And if keep your eyes open on the KiCon website or for more information, that we should have stuff available for that soon. So the goal is to have 3 conferences every year. KiCad store's open. For those of you who didn't get, we ran out of swag yesterday and still looking for stuff, head on out to the store and get your orders in. We have 4 platinum, 5 silver, and 7 bronze sponsors. We're down a little bit from last year, so hopefully we can bounce back on that. And our platinum sponsors, who we like to really thank, are Eisler, NextPCB, KiCad Services Corporation, and PCBWay. So thanks to those organizations for helping out the project. Okay, so what happened in version 9? Now, there was a lot of quality of life stuff that I had to pare from here. This is mostly feature stuff, so there's a lot more of this than this. If you're interested in what all that is, head out to the user forum and go to the post V8 development news, and that's a pretty complete list of everything that got into 9. So what's first? So we've been struggling with the Python plugin for quite a long time. And we're starting now to replace that with internal procedure call that we put a Python plugin on top of, so you can't accidentally take down KiCad. The problem with Rapid using the old wrappers was it exposed too much of KiCad that really shouldn't have gotten exposed to the plugin. We're getting started on that. This is in the board editor only for now. Embedded files. A lot of files in KiCad we used to link from an external source. You can now have an option to embed them directly into KiCad, so you don't have to remember to drag your external links with you from computer to computer. Of course, it makes your files a lot bigger, but it's also a lot more portable. Like all things, there's trade-offs. We now have custom ERC and ERC errors. You can create your own error types, and for like anything special that you have, and And here you can see like, hey, this, we need to calculate a value for this resistor. Just simple notes that you can add above and beyond what the standard ERC, DRC does.